Daily Life.
We are launching into the third hour of Free Talk Live. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE, as it always is, and also you can join us on Skype. Username to connect to there is lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 855-450-FREE. You can join us on our website. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Add whatever you'd like to the site. The content of the site, it's created by listeners like you. So you find something online you want to share with us and the other listeners of the show, you submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com. It appears on the upcoming stories page. It then awaits votes. And if it gets enough votes, it'll make it to the front page of the site. So head on over to freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's all totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're talking about optimism. And Julia has a story from The Atlantic. And let me see if I can recap where you've come from already. It starts by talking about a couple of different books or movies.
I think they are both books and movies.
Right, Ernest Hemingway. What was the name
Farewell
of the
Farewell to Arms.
Farewell to Arms. Okay, I didn't recall hearing that title, but
it was the first sentence.
Okay. And then the other book was Life of Pi, about
right.
And I've never heard of the Hemingway book before, but the Life of Pi is a recent movie. I have not seen it. It's about the young boy, or teenager, I guess, who's
right.
in a boat with a tiger. And the discussion in the article so far has been about, you know, the different interpretations of these events and how one could look at it as you know, a particularly tragic. You know, the boy in the boat had lost his family. He's stuck at sea for hundreds of days with his tiger in this boat. But yet the way it was portrayed was this very positive, uplifting kind of thing, right?
Right. So that was sort of the introduction to the article, and then it gets down to the studies, which I find much more interesting than that.
All right.
Dr. Dennis Charney examined 750 Vietnam War veterans who were held prisoners of war for 6 to 8 years. Tortured and kept in solitary confinement, these 750 men were remarkably resilient. Unlike many fellow veterans, they did not develop depression or post-traumatic stress disorder after their release, even though they endured extreme stress. What was their secret?
Wow.
I know, that's mind-blowing, isn't it?
I mean, it doesn't get much worse than a POW camp.
No.
It doesn't get much worse.
After, it's not funny, that's not why I'm laughing, but your comment.
Well, you can laugh because it's uncomfortable.
Yes. After extensive interviews and tests, Charney found 10 characteristics that set them apart. The top one was optimism. The second one was altruism. Humor and having a meaning in life, or someone or something to live for, were also important.
Well, now,
did they only talk to the 700 most optimistic, or did it
right,
turn out that the only way that you got out of a POW camp was to stay optimistic? Did everybody who was negative and
all the pessimists dead,
dying?
I do not know. They don't say that, at least not yet. For many years, psychologists following Freud thought that people simply needed to express their anger and anxiety, blow off some steam to be happier. But this is wrong. Researchers, for example, asked people who were mildly to moderately depressed to dwell on their depression for 8 minutes. The researchers found that such ruminating caused the depressed people to become significantly more depressed and for a longer period of time than people who simply distracted themselves thinking of something else.
I've always believed that that's not right. I've read that these sort of cathartic things that they suggest don't work at all. Like if you're angry, go beat up a pillow.
Yeah.
That in fact it just makes you more angry. That
right.
you're much more physical, and that in the future it makes you more likely to want to go beat up pillows and things. And it doesn't work at all.
So they found that ruminating caused the depressed people to become significantly more depressed for a longer period of time than people who simply distracted themselves thinking of something else.
Absolutely true. I mean, I like to beat myself up over not waking up on time, and it doesn't do me any good. I'd be better off just going and getting something done. And I've tried to shift my perspective on that. Like, well, what's done is done. Now I need to get to work rather than just focusing on my failure.
Counterintuitively, another study found that facing down adversity by venting, hitting a punching bag, or being vengeful towards someone who makes you angry actually leads to people feeling far worse, not better. Actually doing nothing at all in response to anger was more effective than expressing the anger in these destructive ways. Even more effective than doing nothing is channeling your depression towards a productive, positive goal, as Pat and Pi do, which is the stories that we referenced earlier. James Penbaker, a psychological researcher at the University of Texas in Austin, has found that people who find meaning in adversity are ultimately healthier in the long run than people who do not. In a study, he asked people to write about their darkest, most traumatic experience in their entire life for 4 days in a row for a period of 15 minutes a day. Analyzing their writing, he noticed that the people who benefited most from the exercise were trying to derive meaning from the trauma. They were probing into the causes and consequences of their adversity and, as a result, eventually grew wiser about it. A year later, their medical records showed that the meaning makers went to the doctor and hospital fewer times than people in the control condition who wrote about the non-traumatic event. People who use the exercise to vent, by contrast, receive no health benefits. Interestingly, when he had other research subjects express their emotion through a song or dance, the health benefits did not appear. There was something unique and special about the stories people told themselves. Those stories helped people find a silver lining in their adversity.
I think that's so important. And, you know, being able to tell yourself a story about whatever it is that's happening to you, I think this is why some people like to say, you know, that cliche that there's a reason for everything, right? Like, as though, that you know, God or something out there is orchestrating whatever negative event it was in your life. And I think some people look at that as a way to avoid dealing with, you know, whatever the negativity is of that particular event. But that's okay, because if you're looking for that silver lining, or you're looking for how it is that, you know, you can turn that negative into something positive, that's worth doing, because it keeps you out of the mire of negativity and maybe allows you to be healthier in the long run. Find that reason. Find out what it was. Or, come up with it. Tell yourself a story. Doesn't matter if it's necessarily the right reason, as long as it makes you feel better, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, while you were talking there, the sort of the difference between getting beaten up and getting hazed. What's really the difference between getting beaten up and getting hazed?
Well, you're kind of choosing to be hazed.
You are kind of choosing to be hazed, but I mean, it's a frame of mind around it, right?
Usually when you get beaten up, you're not necessarily choosing to get beaten
up. And I'm not talking about the worst of beatings here,
okay,
either. Hazing isn't generally the worst.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about lying there with your teeth knocked out on the pavement kind of beatings. I'm talking about, you know, sort of the average beating.
Here's, you know, I like the perspective that everything is, you know, is for our benefit, even that which is seemingly not. So, you know, something negative happens. The old you know, example of a school bus going over a cliff, right? I mean, what good things could possibly, you know, be coming out of that? And it admittedly is difficult to, you know, to spin that in some sort of a positive manner.
Perhaps it could make bus drivers be more careful in the future. I don't know.
Right. Or, you know, you could come up with a number of different examples of what, you know, positive things could come out of that. But the one thing you could look at is that all of the negative things in life we need to have in order so we can identify what is positive. So even the ugly things in life, be grateful for them, because you know what's beautiful in contrast. You know, all the nasty insects or whatever it is that's out there bothering you. Well, you know, to some extent, it's a good thing that we have them here. It's a good thing that, you know, well, obviously they're feeding beasts and there's other things going on with insects. But a lot of the negativity, there's always the perspective and the contrast that it brings. I don't know if I'm explaining myself well.
Yeah.
There's,
you can't have positive without negative.
Yeah, there's a silver lining to every horrifying thundercloud out there.
Right.
Mean, I suppose.
Yeah, or like you said, you know, that that people may rededicate their lives to a new task or something that's more meaningful to them as a result of a personal tragedy. You know, somebody loses a family member to a certain disease, and you know, or some sort of social convention or whatever, that they, you know, they're redoubling their efforts to, or creating a new effort, you know, creating a charity or something like that. Something new that's positive can be created out of negative circumstances. 855-450-FREE. that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. More on the benefits of optimism coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. And of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive in a variety of fashions, and they are all free. You can go and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken their time to send in their validated photo or video. Just got a new Shrine submission today. Haven't had a chance to get it up there yet, but we'll do that at some point. And you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that and learn more.
You ought to have some storable food in case of emergency. You know that an emergency is going to come along in some kind of situation. You just don't know what that emergency might be. So a form of insurance against emergencies is having some storable food on hand. And the best storable food to have is the Legacy Premium brand. We offer that at food.freetalklive.com. We've teamed up with the Legacy Premium brand in order to bring you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, and preservative-free food for less than $1.50 a meal. Not only is that on average half of what the cost of the competition is and less than all the competition I've been able to find, it's also the only brand that's 100% GMO-free, 100% MSG-free, or 100% artificial flavor-free, or any of those things. So that's a big difference. It's a big, unique selling proposition for the Legacy Premium brand. They also have vegetarian options and gluten-free options, whatever it is that you need. They are the best in price, storability, and taste. You'd think with all these superlatives regarding the healthiness of the food that it wouldn't taste good, but we've had a couple different of their packages here now,
right.
and they've both been really tasty. So I recommend the Legacy Premium brand at food.freetalklive.com. Go ahead and get the Mega Sampler Pack there. It's, like I said, $1.50 a meal. How can you go wrong at $1.50 a meal? Give it a try, food.freetalklive.com. There's a comparison chart there that I found when I first found the Legacy Premium brand. I found it to be very, very convincing. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check it out. When you buy, make sure you use coupon code FTL, and you save it all 5% off the already remarkably low price. So it's food.freetalklive.com, coupon code FTL.
Indeed. So we're talking about the optimism, the issue of optimism and how it benefits people. Julia has a fairly detailed story from The Atlantic. I have posted the link on our Facebook and Twitter for those of you who would like to examine it on your own time. But let's pick up the story.
Barbara Fredrickson, a psychological researcher at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has looked more closely at the relationship between being positive and resilience. Her research shows how important one is for the other.
Meaning that if you're resilient, you'll be able to weather difficult times easily.
Right, recover faster, yeah. Basically.
And being positive helps you be more resilient.
Yes. For starters, having a positive mood makes people more resilient physically. In one study, research subjects were outfitted with a device that measured their heart activity. After their baseline heart activity was recorded, they were presented with a stressful task. Each was asked to quickly prepare and deliver a speech on why he or she is a good friend. They were told that the speech would be videotaped and evaluated. Heart rates rapidly increased, arteries constricted, blood pressure shot up. Then participants were shown a short video clip that either evoked negative emotions like sadness, positive emotions like happiness, or a neutral condition of no emotions. The participants were also told that if they were shown a video clip by chance, which they were all shown the video clip, but they did not know that they were off the hook. They did not have to give the speech after all. That meant that their anxiety would start to subside as the video clip started. Here was the interesting finding. The heart activity of the participants who viewed the positive clips returned to normal much quicker than their peers who were shown the negative or neutral clips. Positive emotions can, the researchers concluded, undo the effects of a stressful negative situation. The researchers found that the most resilient people were also more positive in day-to-day life. It turns out that resilient people are good at transforming negative feelings into positive ones. For example, one of the major findings of Fredrickson's study was that resilient people took a different attitude towards the speech task than the non-resilient people. They viewed the task as a challenge and opportunity for growth rather than a threat. In other words, they found the silver lining. With that in mind, the researchers wondered if they could inject some positivity into the non-resilient people to make them more resilient. They primed both types of people to approach the task either positive or negatively. The researchers told some people to see the task as a threat, and they told other people to see it as a challenge. What they found is good news for resilient and non-resilient people alike.
You know, I think that can change just, you know, how you're viewing a situation. If you can step back for a second when you're confronted by a situation and say, you know, instead of viewing this as a threat, I'm going to view this as a challenge. Like, just that one statement gives one power in one's life over, you know, all kinds of situations. When you step back and say, you know, I'm not just going to let my mind take over here. I'm going to control my mind.
Well, right. And you know, we talk about this in Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, actually, in the bonus features, the question and answer section, about how monitoring your thoughts is one of the most important things that you can do to stay positive. Because a lot of people ask us questions like, well, how do you stay so positive when you're interacting with these police, when they're doing these horrible things to you? And I think this is one of the reasons why people can't believe that I'm actually honestly wanting to give a police officer a hug. They just can't imagine that somebody who is in this, you know, this coming from the perspective that many of us are in the liberty movement could actually have positive feelings towards these people. But it really is, you know, it's just something you work at and you cultivate that attitude of positivity. And then when the negative feelings come up or the negative thoughts come up, you are aware of them. You sort of observe yourself. You observe your mind coming up with these things and reject them and replace them with something more positive. I mean, it works, but it takes effort.
I would say it would. Generally, when I find that I'm watching video of your interactions and the group of people that do this kind of interactions, I find myself very confronted.
That's your feeling.
That's my feeling.
You're trying to imagine yourself in that situation.
I generally don't go out and play with these bureaucrats like you do. Somehow or another, it's happened to me very rarely. And, right. You know, I find it to be, you know, just very confronting for me.
For a perfect example, look at the recent Sturdy video that I posted at freekeen.com.
Yep.
This is the former police captain who's been hired on as an investigator to, as I discovered today, investigate complaints from the parking enforcers and also complaints from members of the community. They say they've gotten 5 or 6 letters or emails from people who are upset about the Robin Hooders, you know, local busybodies, probably all members of that one church. But who knows? We're going to file a information request and try to get that information. But if you look at that video, when this guy is attempting to, you know, silently record, well, I know who he is, so I call him out and I start asking him questions. And as we're walking, I tell him that I'm not uncomfortable by him walking close to me because he told me I can't get within a certain number of feet from the other lady, which of course I ignore. But then I say, you know, would you like a hug? I offer him a hug right then and there, and he smiles. I got him to break from his stone face into a big smile, and I caught it on camera, and that's because it's genuine, you know? Like, that's not a joke. I'm not just saying that. 855-450-FREE, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here. More coming up. We'll return with more of the benefits of optimism. Yes, Julia?
Yes, in a little bit more.
All right. So, and your experience is also welcome in this area, because I think it's really important. It's Free Talk Live.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries, or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off. Only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The benefits of optimism. We continue that discussion here in moments. You know, something that brought me hope in my life was moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I have to say that even though I was, I think, generally positive and optimistic in my life, I mean, I think that helped me get to where I was back when I was living in Florida. I wasn't really positive and optimistic towards the future of liberty. So, like, I was generally good about being positive in my life, but as far as the liberty scene and the success or the lack thereof of it, I wasn't seeing much going on there that really was exciting to me. And I was heavily involved in the liberty movement down in Florida. Moving to New Hampshire changed all of that. Not immediately. It took a little bit of time for it to really sink in. But it changed all of that because now I'm involved in the most exciting liberty movement out there, the Free State Project. It's moving thousands of people who love the ideas of liberty, who understand what freedom's all about, that you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as you don't harm anyone else, and that in order to be free, you have to allow others to be free. People that get that, that really understand liberty, are moving to New Hampshire, as the three of us have done, as about 1,000 people have done. They're moving to New Hampshire. They're getting active. And bringing liberty-minded activists together to the same geographic area means more liberty projects become possible. Television shows, radio shows, much easier to perform when you have a large group of people from which to select the most interested parties. Doing politics becomes much easier when you have a decent amount of people who are actually out there with their boots on the ground doing stuff. Doing civil disobedience becomes even possible. It was never possible before in my life to do civil disobedience, and it was also a lot scarier to do it in Florida because, frankly, the cops are a lot scarier down there than they are up here. So just the knowing that there were more people coming, knowing that we had come in when we moved, we were like movers number 420 or something like that. And so knowing
you were mover 420.
Yes, knowing that we were moving to a place where
Julie was 419, I was 421.
Knowing that we were moving to a place where there were already hundreds of liberty-minded people, that there would be more thousands coming after us, knowing this, because there are about 14,000 people that are signed up now for the Free State Project. All of these people will be moving at some point to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Knowing that this movement will be continuing to grow, and knowing that New Hampshire natives who love liberty are also getting excited about what's happening here, and that the statists are so frightened that they're calling the Free State Project or the Free Staters the greatest threat to the state. Knowing all of these things, that gives me hope. I don't know about you guys, but that's how I feel. And that really helped. And moving to New Hampshire really helped me with that, joining the Free State Project, because I feel like there really is hope for liberty here. And you can experience that, too, I hope. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. Once again, freestateproject.org. Now, we're talking about optimism, and Julia has a story from The Atlantic that you're going to continue.
Yes.
With some scientific studies that are, you know, proving that being optimistic really helps your resilience in dealing with negative events.
Right. So now they wanted to find out if you could basically inject resilience into people by asking them to approach a task positively or negatively. The researchers told some people to see the task as a threat, and they told others to see it as a challenge. The resilient people who saw the task as a challenge did fine as predicted. So did, interestingly, resilient people who were told to view the task as a threat. So even though they were told to view the task as a threat, I think that their default was a challenge. Mm-hmm. So they were fine either way.
Resilient, and how do they define people resilient? How do they decide that people were resilient initially?
I don't know if we got those details.
Okay. Yes. They link the studies that they are talking
it's
about here.
It's impossible to read studies. Yeah. You have to read the stories about the studies.
Yeah. Exactly.
I presume it was some sort of test that they took.
Yes.
I don't sound very
helpful. I'll probably check them out on the break just to see, but there's several links to all these studies in the article.
I don't sound very optimistic about reading studies.
No. Resilient people... sorry, I was already there. I lost my place. Resilient people, no matter what, how they approach the task, had the same cardiovascular recovery rate. The people who benefited from the priming were non-resilient people. Those who were told to approach the task as an opportunity rather than a threat suddenly started looking like the high resilient people in their cardiovascular measures. They bounced back quicker than they otherwise would have.
So they were suggestible, basically.
Yes.
They were suggestible to being positive, which I think speaks to the benefit of being around positive people. You know,
well, and the benefit to being a positive person, because
sure,
influencing people around you in a positive way is a great thing.
No doubt. But being around those, you know, even if you, let's say you're one of these people who's not resilient, you know, you don't have the practice at this, just being around those other positive people who are choosing positivity on an active basis helps you. You know, helps you be more likely to look at something in a more positive way because their positivity infects you. In the same way, a negative group of associates will affect you in a negative fashion.
Resilient people are good at bouncing back because they are emotionally complex. In each of Fredrickson's studies, resilient people experience the same level of frustration and anxiety as the less resilient participants. Their psychological and emotional spikes were equally high. This is important. It reveals that resilient people are not Pollyannas, deluding themselves with positivity. They just let go of negativity, worry less, and shift their attention to the positive more quickly.
Yes.
Resilient people also respond to adversity by appealing to a wider range of emotions. In another study, for instance, participants were asked to write short essays about the most important problem that they are currently facing in their lives. While resilient people reported the same amount of anxiety as less resilient people in the essays, they also revealed more happiness, interest, and eagerness towards the problem. For resilient people, high levels of positive emotions exist side by side with negative emotions. Think of how Pi responded to his seemingly hopeless situation on the boat. I tell you, if you were in such dire straits as I was, you too would evaluate your thoughts. The lower you are, the higher your mind will want to soar. When your mind starts soaring, you notice more and more positive things. This unleashes an upward spiral of positive emotions that opens people up to new ways of thinking and seeing the world, to new ways forward.
I totally agree. I think it's important to look for the positive in people. It can be easy to pick out people's faults and be negative about them, but if you are, whether it's in a person or in a situation, looking for positive aspects helps reveal more positive aspects, and it also helps those people become more positive, I think. If you're expecting them, you know, if you tell them about the things you like about them, the things that are good about them, then that will help those people.
Well, I think that, yes, I agree with you, but I think that we need to come back to something I said earlier, is I think that people can be optimistic and pessimistic in different areas of their lives, that they can be optimistic in some areas and pessimistic in other areas, and that there's a lot of benefits to optimism, and if you can apply that in more areas, then you'll see more of those benefits.
Yeah. This is yet another reason why positive people are more resilient. They see opportunities that negative people don't. Negativity, for adaptive reasons, puts you in defense mode, narrows your field of vision, and shuts you off to new possibilities since they are seen as risks. This calls to mind one of the best scenes from Silver Linings Playbook, in which a bad situation nearly consumes Pat. He is at dinner with Tiffany when he hears Ma Sharia Moore playing in his head. The song was playing that he was playing when he found his estranged wife naked in the shower with another man. He has a traumatic flashback.
That's a good song to take a shower with somebody you want to have sex with, too.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Tiffany helps him work past the episode. You're going to go your whole life scared of that song? It's just a song. Don't make it a monster. There's no song playing. There's no song. Breathe. Count backwards from 10. That is it. He recovers, and their interaction sets the stage for the rest of their movie. Like Life of Pi, Silver Linings Playbook is about how we can tame our inner demons with hope and a positive outlook on life. By finding meaning and love in terrible circumstances, as Pi and Pat do, they overcome their suffering and in the process reveal how uplifting Silver Linings can be.
There you go.
Silver Linings Playbook is the name of it? I thought you said it was a different name.
That wasn't the...
It was after a book of that name. This is a movie made after a book of that name.
Got it.
It's another book.
855-453. Tell us your experience with being positive. How'd it change you?
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over 118 grand. Omaha, it's over 71,000 bucks. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-237-1172 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-237-1172. 877-237-1172.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49
$99, ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans. Both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. You get to create the content if you'd like on the site. And also, if you support this program, there are different ways that you can show your support. Obviously, one of the easiest things to do is share Free Talk Live with your friends. Share a link to your favorite show of the week on Facebook, or you know, just post an update on Twitter or Facebook that you're listening to Free Talk Live. Put a link to our website. That's an easy way to do it. There's also the financial way, which, of course, we mentioned the AMP program earlier at amp.freetalklive.com. And there's Amazon. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and then enter Amazon through the different links you'll find there. Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and of course Amazon US. You click into the right one for you, then get your shopping taken care of. And you want to talk about positive stuff, optimism? There are surely a bevy of books out there that will give you more information on this subject. I don't have one that I recommend in particular, but I imagine if you typed in optimism or positivity or staying positive or whatever in Amazon, it would come up with a number of suggestions for you. So go to shop.freetalklive.com and get the stuff you're looking for in life, whatever it might be, and Free Talk Live will get a cut of the purchase. So once again, that's shop.freetalklive.com.
You know, I've heard this little advice in several different forms throughout the years, and I've most recently saw it on some kind of TV promo for some cop show or something. And it's the analogy of, look, you got two dogs in you. One's the white dog and one's the black dog. Which dog wins? The dog you feed. And I think that really comes down to it when it comes to positivity. How do you feed that dog? I think that that's different for everybody. I think that the way to... You don't need these books to be optimistic in your life. But you certainly, for some people, they certainly help. There was a time in my life when I read, you know, dozens of these books, and now I'm not reading them as much. But, you know, at the time, they were very, very helpful to me.
Absolutely. Once you absorb these ideas and concepts and or lessons or whatever and begin to apply them, it becomes easier over time to be more cognizant of your thought process and to shift away from
negatives. I read a lot of blogs, like a lot of positive.
That's where you found this, right?
Yes.
You want to give a blog the a plug?
Sure.
Which your blog featured this article. It's an article from The Atlantic, but you saw it somewhere else.
Yes. This one is called Positively Present. There's a number of them that I like. This Positively Present, what I like about it is every Friday she posts sort of her favorite links of the week, and that's where I found this article. But she posts a lot of good stories from all over the internet about being positive. And you know, when I read these, they're kind of concepts that I'm already aware of, because this is something that I've been reading about and interested in for many years now. But it's nice to have the reminder, you know, to hear it again and to think about it again, I think is a good thing.
Absolutely. Did you finish it, by the way? It sounded like you wrapped it out.
Yep.
Okay.
I was trying to finish it before the break, and I did it well.
Yeah.
I'll have to see The Life of Pi, because I haven't seen that. Have either of you seen that one yet?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
It looks interesting.
I've heard good reviews.
Yeah.
When it comes to watching a movie in the theaters, it's going to have to be pretty epic for me to go and spend the money and the time and the energy to go watch a movie in the theater.
The Oz movie looks pretty cool. I thought about going to see that, but
the Wizard of Oz.
Get around to it. There's a new one about how Oz became the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, seemed interesting.
Sounds cool.
Not gonna.
Yeah,
get
I'll wait till that's in
on video.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
The Avengers is coming out with another movie, as is like Thor 2 and Iron Man 3. I want to see all those.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, guys. Let's talk abortion, shall we?
Oh, talk about bringing us down from positivity. Go ahead.
Well, I was looking, you know, on the forums, everybody's talking about this. Well, not everybody. Some people are talking about this Oxford University group that has said that morally it's equivalent to kill a newborn baby as it is to kill a fetus in the womb. And as a Christian anarchist, I have to agree with that position, although for a different reason. They say it's because newborn babies are not actual persons, but I say that it is mutually, that it is consistent with life beginning at conception. So if you're going to kill a baby in the womb, it really makes no difference than killing them outside of the womb. Now, I look at this also as the view of not having government involved in abortion or conception or anything like that, because for one thing, I don't like government and I don't believe in government, and I figure government is actually a cult and a false religion. But
well, let me ask you this, Gene. It's not that I don't agree with what you're saying. It's just that I think that there's grades of it. Do you think that aborting a, you know, week-old fetus is the same as the murder of a 40-year-old man or woman?
A 40-year-old man or woman?
Yeah.
I would have to say technically yes. In both cases, you are killing living human, a living human entity, somebody who has the capability to become president of the United States, the great scientist who discovers the cure to cancer.
I tend to not think that it's the same thing because, you know, at that point, you've got relationships in your life. People count on you in a variety of different ways. If Ian were to die, he's not a 4-year-old man, I am, but if Ian were to die tomorrow, I mean, not only is it, you know, is Julia going to be upset? Am I going to be upset? Are his parents going to be upset? But, you know, hundreds of thousands of people that are going to be upset. Whereas if you're talking about a woman who decides to, you know, get an abortion for an unwanted pregnancy and she goes and has that taken care of, the only people that are truly involved there are the
dad and mom, close family, maybe.
The two people that had sex. I mean, nobody's lost anything.
Okay, but my position is that a murder is a murder is a murder, and you have only one person to become a judge of you, and that's God. God is your murderer. As a Christian, I believe that. I mean, he's your judge. He's your judgment. And I don't know how he's going to judge it. That's up to him to decide. So if somebody aborts a fetus, as far as I'm concerned, it's between them and God. Now, an infant is killed by their parents, as far as I'm concerned, again, that's between that person and God. Now, the reason that I say this, and I know it sounds cruel, but if you, I will trust the collective judgment of parents over their children far more than I will ever trust the judgment of some nameless, faceless, fictitious government entity over any children, because the so-called government management of children is so horrendous and so evil, and it causes so much harm to children. It's way worse than the possibility of one in a million women killing their one-week-old baby. I mean, I know it's happened. It's happened all throughout history. It's always going to happen. There's always been infanticide. But the percentage is so small that it's way less than getting the government involved in any way, shape, or form in children's lives.
Yeah, and when you read these horrifying stories of these mothers that kill their children, and we're not just talking about infants, we're talking about small children, too.
And
fathers. But I think that people are more horrified when mothers do it. That
it seems so contrary to their nature.
Right? But you have to ask yourself. I ask myself. You know, I think about that woman who drove the car with the two kids into the lake that killed them. It was probably 20 years ago, and Oprah did some kind of interview with a lady or whatever, and I'm sure she's trying to get out by being nice on Oprah. But, you know, what is the benefit to anyone of putting that woman in prison for 20 years? I'm not saying I don't sit there and emotionally feel like she deserved it, because it's horrifying. But what's the, you know, who's benefited? Why is the world better?
Right. And my position is that collectively, the parents make way better decisions than some entity, some foreign entity ever could. So, yes, there's going to be some bad decisions made by some bad parents, but it's still better in the bigger picture than to have any of this given to some nameless, faceless, fictitious agency.
What about taking that to the next level? What about parents not killing their kids, but abusive parents? You know, there's
same
some
answer.
Some people would say that's why we need to have CPS or whatever.
Yeah, I'm very consistent. I'd say this exact same answer. Yes, there are abusive parents out there, and maybe some neighbor will take it in their hands to intervene, and that's fine with me. You know, if the neighbor wants to intervene, that's fine. It's better than getting the government to intervene.
Well, I totally agree with this perspective.
If somebody wants to leave a situation, whether that person is 35 or whether that person is 5, they should be able to leave a situation, you know, especially if that situation's abusive. It can be frying pans and fire and all that stuff, too. So it's,
and 100 years ago, they could do that.
Good call, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. It has been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Hey, don't forget, you can get more Julia over on her radio show, Puke and the Gang. She's one of the gangsters over there. So check her out at pukeandthegang.com. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. Artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox. detox, and much more. All renovation teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order renovation teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.